Hi there, everybody. It's George here with part three, which I was hoping not to have to do, but things happen. So I was on about the headphones and them being a very frustrating business. I mean, it's one thing, you know, in one way I'm at a disadvantage not being able to see them, but headphones aren't necessarily about sight, it's about the hearing. And as I said, a lot of them are packaged and stores don't want to open them or can't, because in some cases the packaging is literally a plastic bubble, they call it bubble pack, I guess, and it's literally plastic molded around the headphone, and you have to cut into it with scissors once you buy them. So that's annoying unto itself. And so the other day I was looking at these Dr. Dre's. I finally decided to take the bull by the horns and see if I could either determine if they're going to be worth the extra money, because I'm always curious. You know, my title, Hi-Fi George, I'm into things that a lot of people say sound good. I want to see if they really do, because good is a very subjective term. And I'll deal more with the specifics about that in a future boo, about the headphone aspect of it. But I think what I want to really touch on with this whole series, in the tags I've mentioned perseverance and patience and so forth. And so all of these processes with the computer issues, with the security system, with the neighbor's truck, have involved patience, involved sitting there, gathering up all of the information, really taking time to think it through. And then on top of that, not necessarily arriving at an immediate, tangible solution, which is important to me. I'm a guy who wants to know the outcome of things that I do. I give the example often of flipping a switch and something turns on or off, respectively, whichever way I've turned that switch. My sound gear, a lot of it is the older stuff, so it has dials that I can turn to affect it in whatever way I desire by turning the appropriate dial. But I grab dial, turn, and the effect is there. When you're dealing with these things, I guess it's about a little bit of faith as well, because you don't necessarily get the outcome immediately. And sometimes it's a matter of waiting on it. Sometimes it's a matter of doing more than you might initially think you would have to. But ultimately, even if you can't fix the thing, I've learned to be okay with that. I'm still learning to be. It's been more recently with the things that have happened that I've been okay with not being able to do it, i.e. the neighbor's truck. Couldn't fix it, but I put my best effort forward. Anyway, I think that's all for now. I hope I haven't bored you with this, but we'll talk in a future boo. Bye for now.